He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 8 minutes, 30 seconds into this first hour of this Friday edition, second segment. I was on NPR yesterday. It's that show on the media that airs throughout the weekend. I've heard it before. It's a highly produced program. And I'm sitting there debating the editor of Popular Mechanics about their hit piece concerning those that have been questioning the official story of 9/11. And every time I tried to bring up substantive issues, they were basically saying, hey, we're not here to debate the facts, we're just here to talk about the alternative media and to see if you guys are doing a good job or not, and, you know, is this a good thing you're doing? And so they interviewed me for about 30 minutes, and it'll end up being 3 or 4 minutes, and we'll see what happens. But they kept asking, well, you know, why do you guys question all this? Why do you guys not believe the official story? And I kept saying, everything they've told us about the official story over and over and over again has turned out to be outright lies. It's not just like the government accidentally told us a bunch of falsehoods concerning September 11th. They specifically have lied and covered up on over 100 different points. Over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, take Rumsfeld. Twice he has said that they shot Flight 93 down. And he never corrects that. He never backs off of that. The press never says, what do you mean? Other public officials all over TV have said, oh yeah, we shot Flight 93 down. The former governor of Massachusetts, who's now the head U.S. envoy to Canada, told the Toronto Star 2 days ago, it was in the paper yesterday, that, well yeah, it was a Canadian general in control of NORAD who launched F-16s to go shoot down Flight 93. Now, that's 3.5 years later, almost 3.5 years later, they're still saying that. And then we go, well, what do you mean about this? They won't comment. It's like Larry Silverstein getting up on PBS and saying, well, we blew up Building 7. Yeah, we gave the order and pulled it down, and then you got all the other witnesses and the evidence, and but still, we're supposed to ignore that. But just outright lying, it turns out the White House had specific CIA threat assessments. There's a plan to hijack jets and fly them into the World Trade Center in the next month. All this stuff is happening. 2 days before, Rice gets another memo. They have a meeting about it in the White House. And then they get up on TV and say, we'd never heard of such a plan. And anybody who says we'd heard of it, it's just preposterous. And Bush says it over and over again. And you're asking, well, if the government did it, Alex, or if a criminal element did it, why would they even be passing memos around? Because most of the CIA and the FBI aren't bad people. The Defense Intelligence Agency isn't bad. They were getting all this chatter from the buildup to the actual orchestrated events, and they were trying to stop it. And so that's why there's so many questions about 9/11, because, they admit public officials, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mayor Willie Brown, John Ashcroft, Salman Rushdie, they all got calls and all got told, don't fly to New York on September 11th in the days, or in the case of Ashcroft and Rushdie, in the weeks before 9/11. Specific stuff with the case of Brown and high-level Pentagon staff, just don't fly there tomorrow. Don't do it. And, you know, I don't knock people who spend most of their time focusing on the Pentagon and did a plane hit it or didn't it. I don't knock people who spend their time talking about any 9/11 issue. All of us have a right to look at it and to talk about it and to debate it and to discuss it, and I think it's healthy. I personally have not focused on the Pentagon. I mean, I probably had 10 guests on over the years and posted hundreds of articles, but in the aggregate, it's probably 5% of what I focused on, because you really can't prove it one way or the other. It's pretty clear the official story is a fraud. Eyewitnesses said they saw a small plane or missile or drone. But the government loves it because you can't prove it one way or the other. It's just an endless debate. What we can prove is public officials were warned not to fly to New York. There was CIA insider trading. Bin Laden is CIA. The CIA did sign a deal with Pakistan to protect Bin Laden. FBI agents have gone public. All of that is provable, demonstrable. There were bombs in those buildings. They were blown up. They did say they blew up Building 7. On and on and on and on and on and on. That's all admitted. That's all real. That's all substantive. But people ask, where do these stories start? The first reports were the Pentagon had been hit by a bomb. Because everybody that saw it just saw a white hot explosion, a big white blast. We've got that little surveillance camera video. No plane. No nothing, just a white hot flash. Folks, a plane flying into something, you don't have a white hot flash. You have a big red-orange fireball. It's a cool fire. Only with cruise missiles and explosives do you have a white hot flash. It's just that simple. I mean, it was a white flash. And a few government employees and a few high-level media people, and again, how many media people are CIA, folks? Thousands are on government payroll. Hundreds are CIA. A few media people go, oh, yeah, I saw a passenger jet. But police and other witnesses said, I saw a missile. I saw it look like a cruise missile, a drone. And then you get a clip like this. CNN reported no plane hit the Pentagon. And I had other tapes, other clips, other video clips, other newscasts. I'd never seen this. And it's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. And, folks, here is that clip. Go ahead and hit it.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon and then caused the side to collapse. Now, even though if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon, you see that the floors have all collapsed. That didn't happen immediately. It wasn't until almost about 45 minutes later that the structure was weakened enough that all of the floors collapsed.
Now, that's Jamie McIntyre, senior correspondent. They're on the ground, standing about 200 yards away. And again, folks, we have the photographs. There's like this 14, some say 16-foot hole in the building with a blast, black blast points around it, the classical signature of something going through, penetrating, and then exploding outward. And then now there's a photo or two of maybe a two-foot-long piece of aluminum with some red, white, and blue on it. Oh, look, it's American Airlines. But people wonder where these stories come from. It's stuff like that. Look, Flight 93, the state police and others said F-16s were chasing it. Other witnesses said they saw missiles fired. It explodes. You've got an engine 8 miles away, all blown open like a mushroom where the missiles, you know, would go in. You've got this classical, you know, this classical engine looks like a missile hit it. And you've got debris spread over 8 miles, and they claim, oh, no, the plane hole in one piece just plowed into the ground. And then Rumsfeld slips up twice and says, well, when we shot it down, we shot Flight 93 down, and now his envoy says it to the Canadian government. And we're supposed to just ignore all of this. I mean, they can't even get their story straight. And then they're so arrogant, people like Buzzy Krongard, and the CIA insider trading got tracked back to him, number three man at the CIA, he says, don't worry about Bin Laden. We don't want to capture him. And Bush says, I'm not worried about Bin Laden. I don't want to capture Bin Laden. We're not worried about Bin Laden anymore. Oh, no, he's no problem. I mean, just all of this. And then I'm finishing up the film Martial Law, and I was adding some other articles where generals and colonels would arrest thousands of Al-Qaeda, and they'd be ordered to release them. They'd arrest the head Taliban general and the CIA'd say, release them. And they all flew out to safety. But I mean, I don't just have the articles about the airlift of evil. I've even dug out all the other articles that I've kind of forgotten about in the last 3 years, where special forces colonels were going, man, I had them all cornered, and then 50 black helicopters landed. This is colonels, you know, in the major newspaper. And black helicopters landed, and U.S. helicopters, and flew them all away. The Russians couldn't win that war in almost 8 years. But our government, once the troops were on the ground and in place, in 3 weeks won the war. Because it was staged, ladies and gentlemen. The Arab fighters sat back in the third ring of emplacements in the major cities they controlled. They put young men and old men, conscripts, in the front line, which our government bombarded. And remember, they wouldn't bombard the main Taliban and Arab fighter strongholds. Remember that? And the Northern Alliance said, why won't you bombard them? And then all of a sudden, aircraft landed and helicopters landed and loaded all the Al-Qaeda up and flew them up. And then, oh, the whole place fell. And our government marched in and arrested 15-year-old boys and 78-year-old men and marched them off and put them on planes and flew them to Guantanamo Bay for hellish torture and execution and just absolute brutalization. Oh, yeah, I got articles today about them torturing them to death. So that's a staged event. It's staged. Totally staged. Didn't you know that our government created the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? Didn't you know that they were our big allies in the 80s? And that was all set up. It was all scripted. It was a movie, a production, a huge, elaborate mind control operation. We'll be back with your calls, a bunch of other news items. We'll play that CNN clip as well again. Friday edition. Coming up in the next segment, your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Any issue, any news item, any topic you wish to discuss will get you up and on the air. What do you think about this CNN clip that we just played earlier? I want to play that one more time. This is Jamie McIntyre there at the Pentagon site, and this is after it had burned and part of the roof had collapsed. And this is what Jamie McIntyre had to say about it.
From my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon and then caused the side to collapse. Now, even though if you look at the pictures of the Pentagon, you see that the floors have all collapsed. That didn't happen immediately. It wasn't until almost about 45 minutes later that the structure was weakened enough that all of the floors collapsed.
There is no indication that the entire plane hit the building, because there would be large chunks of it. I mean, think about it. This huge aircraft hits, and it all goes into this 14, or depending on who you talk to, 16-foot hole. It just all disappears, and then later there's a few little, you know, 2-foot-long pieces that look like American Airlines, and then others have looked at some of the plane parts that were photographed by the media, and they're parts of what looks like a Thunder Chief, a Vietnam-era two-seater fighter bomber, which they admittedly use for drone aircraft practice. Load that sucker up with explosives. Who knows, my friends? That's why it's really still a mystery. But interesting clip nonetheless. I saw Americans kill terrorist suspects, say Guantanamo, Britain, London Independent. One of the four Britons released from Guantanamo Bay last month said he was tortured by the Americans at a separate holding camp. That's the CIA camp within the camp, and spent many hours trussed like an animal with a bag over his head. Well, they admit somebody just died after being hung up all day. Bozom Beg, 37, who was released by the Metropolitan Police without charge and reunited with his wife and four children after 3 years imprisonment, also accuses American captors of beating two detainees to death at the Bagram Air Base near Kabul in Afghanistan. In his first interview since his release, he told Channel 4 News he witnessed two people getting beaten so badly that he believes it caused their deaths. In February of 2003, Mr. Beg was transferred from Bagram to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. The former law student and bookshop owner from the Birmingham joined hundreds of other unlawful combatants shackled and dressed in orange jumpsuits, then held without charge, trial, or access to lawyers. For much of his detention, he was in solitary confinement, often exposed to extreme weather and deprived of basic necessities. Last night, he said he was interviewed at Guantanamo by U.S. security officers who asked him to identify the guards in the alleged beatings. He told Channel 4, "I saw one body actually being carried away, and the other one, I wasn't sure whether he had been killed, but the photographs the American intelligence officials had brought confirmed the person had been killed." And he called it torturous experiences. And folks, again, the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda were flown out to safety. They work for the globalists. They've always worked for the globalists. They're protected. See, here are these neocons going, "Man, these are terrorists who attacked us. We don't need to follow rules. Let's torture them." Even if they were real terrorists, you don't become the terrorist to fight the terrorists, because then your government becomes the terrorist. That's more dangerous to have your government behaving like this than some people in a cave. But then when you realize in a three-dimensional view of this that it's all a fraud, it's even worse. It's even worse. It is a fraud. I mean, the number three man at the CIA says they let bin Laden go free. Well, we knew this 3.5 years ago. Generals and colonels have said the black helicopters landed and flew them to air bases, and they got on C-130s and were flown out. And reports are they got paid by the U.S. government. Here's your gold. Good job. Look, it's a Senate report. They used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs in the late 90s. That's admitted. Al-Qaeda was funded by Clinton then, too. And when the Serbs fought back, you know what happened. They worked for the globalists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.